Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, Massachusetts will soon officially have a state budget that increases spending slightly, but also makes hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts. The legislature is accepting a compromise $40 billion budget for the fiscal year that began July 1st. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us from the State House with the details. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Deb.
So the Budget Conference Committee had to scale back spending because of lower than expected revenues. How short were the revenues, and what was the major way that lawmakers made up for that?
Well, they figured that the revenues in this fiscal year are $733 million below what they had thought that they would be when they first started putting the budget together back earlier this year. So to make up for that, they made $400 million in spending reductions, and that includes a $150 million reduction in mass health spending due to reduced caseloads, and $250 million in reductions all throughout the budget. They also take into account $205 million in anticipated department efficiencies and reversions. Reversions, of course, meaning money that was appropriated in last year's budget but wasn't spent for whatever reason. They figure that there will not be an automatic triggering of an income tax rollback this coming year, so that should retain $83 million in revenues. Still, Senate Ways and Means Chairwoman Karen Spilka says closing the gap hasn't been easy.
This budget is not without pain. It's clear that the state is facing a shortfall in revenue that will have an impact on real people's lives, and there are cuts throughout this budget.
And Steve, where are the major cuts?
Well, there are cuts. There are no really major cuts. There's a lot of trimming here, there, and everywhere. Karen Spilka was asked, where's a major cut? She couldn't name one. She says it's across the board, a little here, a little there. There are no tax increases, no major cuts. It's important to point out that many of the line items are getting increases. It's just that the increases are not as large as they originally had hoped. House Ways and Means Chairman Brian Dempsey cited that out when he was speaking in favor of the compromise.
These reductions are never easy, and they're certainly difficult choices. But again, I think it's important to point out that in most cases, the accounts will still be above FY17 GAA numbers.
So, Steve, are there any significant increases then in spending, or not really?
It's not all doom and gloom. There are no cuts to local aid. That's important to point out. Both unrestricted local aid and Chapter 70 education money, that'll be working out to about a $30 per pupil increase. There's $132 million for the Bureau of Substance Addiction Services to continue to fund beds, treatment centers, medications, and recovery options. Also, a $36 million increase for DCF funding, and almost $62 million increase in developmental services.
Governor Baker has 10 days to sign this budget. Any reaction from the governor yet?
No reaction to the overall budget. They usually wait until the budget gets on the desk. His press secretary just sent out an email saying they're a little disappointed that they didn't take action on some of the governor's recommendations on overhauling mass health. But other than that, nothing from the governor at this point.
And while it's not part of the budget, another bill that's been bandied about this week as well has been the marijuana bill. What's happening there, Steve?
Well, the Marijuana Conference Committee has resumed their meetings. They suspended them for about a day there earlier this week. There's word they still have many things to work out, so there will not be a bill out today. There could be something next week, but we've been waiting for that for a while.
Okay, WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.